Birds continue to struggle as their latest home loss to the Cowboys put them in third place in the NFC East at 4-5. With 7 games remaining, is there enough time to turn the season around and land a spot in the playoffs? It's time for the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Ocean Prime, Philadelphia. Now here's your host, Sal Pal Antonio.
Welcome to the Sal Pal Football Hour. It's week 11 in the National Football League. We're presented by Treasury Wine Estates. We're broadcasting live tonight from Ocean Prime, located at 15th and Sansom in Center City. We got to kick off week 11. We're going to not talk about the past anymore. We're going to go to the future, to the next game, the Eagles at the Saints. And I want to bring, let's get right to it, Coach. I got the coach here. We got to get right to it. Week 11, Eagles at Saints. Who better to talk to than the recognized expert on the New Orleans Saints, Diana Russini, national correspondent for ESPN. You see her on NFL Sunday Countdown. You'll see her in New Orleans this Sunday, Eagles at the Saints. You see her on NFL Live. Diana, how are you doing?
I'm good. I get that you want to move forward and, you know, put the Cowboys behind you here, but you have to think, I'm not really sure if Philly fans want to get ready for the New Orleans Saints considering how absolutely hot they are right now.
Well, welcome to the Sal Pal Football Hour, Diana Russini. Tell me about the New Orleans Saints, right? They just signed Brandon Marshall. They're obviously desperate for depth at the wide receiver position. What went into the decision to sign Marshall, and how much will we see him on Sunday?
Yeah, from my understanding, signing Brandon Marshall falls in the same category of why they signed Dez Bryant. It's really for insurance for later on in the year. The thought process is they're going to try to use him in red zone situations. In terms of how much we could see him on Sunday, I don't expect it to be a lot. In fact, I'll be surprised if he's even active. There's always that chance that it could be, but the fact that Brandon Marshall is just getting into town, getting adjusted to New Orleans Saints offense, he, you know, hasn't played in a while, obviously. So I think in terms of the mindset for this team, they're comfortable with the offense they have, the receivers that they have. We obviously know how Michael Thomas is a gigantic threat for this team. But in terms of signing Brandon Marshall, this is really for later on. And Sal, what's really interesting, because I asked them specifically last week why they signed Dez Bryant, because to me it just didn't seem like the right fit. I'm around this team, and
yes,
they've got a good thing going for them, and it just didn't seem like they needed a personality like Dez Bryant to be better. I didn't understand what he brought, and the way it was explained to me was Sean Payton wants to send a message to the guys on this team, especially the younger players, that they are so serious about winning the Super Bowl this year. He doesn't want to just sign guys off the street that nobody knows. He wants big names, a little bit of a splash in the locker room to show commitment that this is a real thing.
I think we've lost Diana. We'll have to try to get her back. Call us back, Diana, from the Sal Pal Football. The Saints are now 7-point favorites in this football game. And, you know, they can score points in bunches, especially down in the Superdome. I think the one thing that's the most vexing about challenging this Philadelphia Eagles team in this game is they've got to get this defense right, especially on the back end. And it's going to be tough. Sidney Jones is hurt. Jalen Mills is coming back from a foot injury. That's a problem. Now Rasul Douglas is going to have to step into a role as an outside corner. And he's a big, physical, fierce competitor. There's no question about it. But in terms of one-on-one skills, I think it's going to be difficult for him to hold up his end. It's the Sal Pal Football Hour presented by Treasury Wine Estates. We're going to try to get Diana Russini back to talk about the New Orleans Saints. She's been down there quite a bit and covered that team. She did a terrific piece, I thought, on the Sean Payton and his motivating skills and the way he motivates that football team, like, you know, like his mentor, Bill Parcells. And you know, when you look at the Saints, right, Coach? This is the team that last year probably beats the Eagles in the NFC Championship game if they wind up beating the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Saints would have been a much more difficult out in the NFC Championship game. It was one of those lucky breaks along the way that the Philadelphia Eagles had that helped them get to the Super Bowl. So I think, you know, it's going to be interesting what happens with the Saints and this game because, you know, they really don't need this win, right? They can still win the division if they sweep the Redskins, if they beat the Cowboys, if they beat the Giants, if they beat the Texans at home. Losing to the Saints and the Rams is not all that bad. They can still go 9-7 and win the tiebreaker over the Redskins and prevail as the division title winners. I do believe that they don't need any help specifically in terms of the Redskins losing any games from here on out. So this game is not as important to the Eagles as it is to the Saints, who are chasing the Rams. I think we might have Diana back. We lost her for a little bit. Diana Russini of NFL Countdown and NFL Live is here. And Diana, you got me?
Got you good. And you're bringing up a great point about how the Eagles right now, this game isn't as important as it is to the Saints. And their mindset right now in terms of going into this game, this is from talking to players today about it. They're saying that they think that this is going to be the best game of the season for the Eagles. They feel like this is going to be the one time they come out here and get it together to face them. I don't know if this goes back to last season. I don't know if it's because they heard that Sean Payton had been scouting them already, thinking that they were going to get past the Minnesota Vikings last year and play Philly. I'm not sure where it comes from, but this team is so locked in on thinking that the best game is going to be presented by this Eagles team in New Orleans.
Yeah, I always thought, Diane, we're talking to Diana Russini of NFL Countdown, Sunday, and my colleague on Sunday NFL Countdown. I've never been on NFL Live with you. Sometime when you're hosting, I hope to be on the show with you. You do a terrific job hosting that show, Diana. I think this particular Saints team is motivated so much because what happened last year with that walk-off touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs from a quarterback that's no longer in Minnesota. I mean, I'm looking at that team coming into Philly, and that would have been a tough out for the Eagles in the NFC Championship game if the Saints had prevailed in Minnesota and not lost the way they did.
Oh, yeah, and don't bring that game up to this team because, believe me, I've asked it about 50 different ways to try to get them to get an honest feeling about what it felt like to lose that way.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I spent a few weeks with them during training camp, and Drew Brees joined SportsCenter. We asked them on the air about it. And he said, listen, I'm not going to lie. It stung for months. We think about it, but we don't talk about it. In fact, you know, we kind of have a little bit of a mindset in our locker room which is let's not talk about it. That's how much it stings. So I think they just kind of avoid those emotions and feelings because they know that they deserve to play the Eagles.
Well, we will see you on Sunday NFL Countdown. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your time in New Orleans. I know you know the town inside and out. Congratulations, Diana Russini, on making your successful debut on the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic. And she's gone, just like that, into the wind. By the way, tomorrow night, so exciting, Coach. You know, Jaws is going to have his show tomorrow night from the Sheraton in Society Hill, 1 Dock Street. You know why? Because tomorrow night is the 20th anniversary of the Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation dinner. I'm going to be the MC. It is going to be honoring number 20, Brian Dawkins. The event is sold out. It's going to be a packed house. I cannot wait for tomorrow night. The number of past and present Philadelphia Eagles that are going to be there is off the charts. Troy Vincent is coming into town to introduce Brian Dawkins. Ron Jaworski, Dick Vermeil is going to be there. The list of celebrities goes on and on. Seth Joyner, Sean Landetta, Chad Lewis is coming in from Utah. And we're hoping to have Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins. It's going to be a star-studded night, a fantastic evening. Can't wait. Jaws live tomorrow. His show, I believe, 6 to 7, right, Coach? 6 to 7 p.m. from the Society Hill Sheraton, the site of the 20th annual Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation dinner at the Society Hill Sheraton. Can't wait. When we come back, one of the greatest living Philadelphia Eagles of all time will join the show, talk to us about his new book, a fantastic new book, and about the Eagles 2018 season and his good friend, head coach Doug Peterson. That's next.
This is the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks.
You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. During the Ram Black Friday sales event, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $209 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickup for properly equipped, properly secure all cargo, always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 12-2-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-3-18.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Here's to a whole lot of celebrating.
I recommend pairing sweet foods with even sweeter tasting wines. This Thanksgiving, enjoy pumpkin pie with a delicious Moscato.
We have aisle upon aisle of party-perfect wines that are in your budget and out of this world. And I know where to find them all.
Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
My top tip, not all gifts have to be for others. Treat yourself.
Crisp whites like a floral Sauvignon Blanc pairs perfectly with shrimp cocktail and other light appetizers. Now that's how you kick off a holiday meal.
Most adults smile an average of 20 times a day. Make that 21 for someone you love with the perfect bottle from Total Wine & More.
Whether you're entertaining or bringing the wine, Total Wine & More has you covered with 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers at always low prices. Cheers.
Brian, your music is as loud as a jet.
Dad, a jet can reach 140 decibels. These speakers are 97.
Oh, okay.
Teens will be teens, but one will be Jeopardy champ. It's the Jeopardy Teen Tournament.
Tonight at 7 on 6ABC.
Real Salutes, Washington, D.C. See the sights with Pat and Vanna.
There are 87 steps from the reflecting pool to the Lincoln Memorial. That's 47 steps.
Pace yourself. We're celebrating D.C. all week.
Tonight at 7:30 on 6ABC.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and an STP extended life filter for $27.99 at AutoZone stores now. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philly's official flyer station, 975 The Fanatic. Now back to more of the Sal Pal Football Hour on 975 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Sal Pal Football Hour. It's week 11 in the National Football League. Eagles at Saints coming up on Sunday. Big, big, big game. Very important game. Not necessarily for the standings or the playoff picture, but I want to see the sense of urgency, how this team rebounds from that bad performance, especially in the fourth quarter against the Dallas Cowboys. I was there Sunday night, and I could not believe how poorly they played in the fourth quarter of that game on defense. And so I want to see a sense of urgency and energy to this football team. And one guy who never lacked for any energy ever and still doesn't A great friend, a great motivator, a great family man, a great author. He's got a new book, The Last Laugh, Vision to Victory, with Dennis Franks and Vince Papale. My brother Vince Papale, how you doing?
Doing great, Sal. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Vince, before I ask you about the Eagles, I want to talk about your book, The Last Laugh, Vision to Victory. I've read it. Uh-huh. You gave it to me at the Super Bowl. I know you're on an extended national book tour. Thank you for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour. We appreciate it. But what has been the reception that you've gotten across the country when you talk about this book and your experiences here in Philadelphia as a football player and as a family man, as a father?
Well, it's been overwhelming, Sal. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you about it. You know, I was there Sunday, too, with the family. It was the last time we all got together since the Super Bowl win. And, oh, man, you know, it wasn't the best of nights at the end. But the reception's been phenomenal. You know, it's just a couple of guys, Dennis and I. It's basically what it is. It's a culmination of 40 years of a friendship, Sal. You know all about that. And Dennis and I, we've always talked about writing this book. The Last Laugh actually comes from a picture that's hanging in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, of Dennis and me with our heads thrown back. And we were just yucking it up after a big hit against the Washington Redskins. And it somehow wound up in the Hall of Fame. And we said, you know what, someday we're going to write a book about it. And we did, and it came out last year right after the Super Bowl. And we just sort of let it lay around, you know, to see what the reaction was going to be, Sal. Been phenomenal, you know, and we've got over 16,000 copies out, and then we decided, okay, let's take it to the next level and step it up and see if we can't do a national tour, and we're on the verge of embarking on that. But the reaction is it's real. They really like some of the stories that we tell in there. We broke it into what we did. We call it our Vision to Victory, and there are 7 V's that we have. And we presented those Vs, like vision, valor, vehemence, veracity, vitality, vigor, and victory. We presented them to a lot of very famous people on all facets of life, from a Dick Vermeil to Muriel Hemingway to a Gold Star father to an actor to a movie producer and whatever. And in fact, Pro Chief, for example, and Dick Vermeil, of course. And they all bought into the code and sort of validated what we were saying. So what we've done is we have a Hall of Fame section where we have them telling their stories a vision to victory through the Victor's Code, the 7 V's, and talking about their experiences. So it's a fun book, an easy read. You know, one chapter will put you to sleep.
No, not to me. I read it. I enjoyed it. I found it extraordinarily motivating. It's called The Last Laugh, Vision to Victory. We're talking to the co-author, Vince Papale. We all know as Mr. Invincible here on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Terrific book. And if you've never heard Vince Papale speak, you got to go out if you ever get an opportunity to hear him talk. It's life changing. That's the word. That's the words that I would use. It's life changing.
Thank you. I just had the greatest experience. Oh, by the way, it's Amazon.com. So Vision to Victory, Last Laugh. I just had the greatest experience with Rockwell Automation. I spoke to their national sales conference. I just got off the stage about 2 hours ago, and it was so great, Sal, to have people from around the country, around the world, coming into Philadelphia thinking this is a great city. And, you know, they're talking about the grit. They're talking about the passion, the culture, the energy, how clean the city looks now. And it just made me so proud to, even though I'm a Delco guy, you know, I still see myself as a Philadelphian. And it just made me so proud to be attached and be a part of Philadelphia. And there were some Cowboys fans in the audience, too, but I kicked them out. I had to get them.
Well, you know, the Cowboys really showed up on Sunday night. You know,
that was a dysfunctional
team coming in, and I was quite impressed by the way Dak Prescott specifically rebounded from. You know, you've been a professional athlete. You know the criticism that's out there, and of course you were never part of it at this juncture in the world where social media is so pervasive.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I got a chance to talk to the young man after the game, and there was such fire in his voice, and you know, he felt so vindicated because you know it's personal when guys get ridiculed and criticized like that. It doesn't matter if it's Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles. I was You know, I was happy to see that he I like that. I like Dak Prescott as a person. I think he's a hard-working, faith-based family guy, good leadership skills. Mm-hmm. I like him. I do.
Well, I didn't like him so much Sunday night, but, we were hoping that Zach Prescott we saw last Friday night. I mean, last Monday night.
What's wrong with the team right now? What's wrong with the Eagles right now, Vince, in a word?
Well, I think right now, more than anything, Sal, it's just lack of consistency. And nobody's really stepped up to make the big plays. You know, you would like to say and use as an excuse the injuries, and you have your two quarterbacks out, you have your potential all-pro lineman out, and you really don't have your set running back, and it's that lack of consistency that they have right now, and that person stepping up and making the big play, maybe the pick six, the fumble recovery, the huge sack, the big tackle, you know, and fundamentally, I'm just so frustrated with the tackling and guys ducking their head and diving at the guy's feet instead of just standing them up and driving through them. But, you know, I'm feeling the pain of everybody else out there, being the big Eagle fan that I am, and, you know, I'm close to the coach, and I can't even imagine right now, because this is a game that should have been won, and they let him get away with it. And so, you know, when you're talking about the game in New Orleans, which I'm really excited. I'm going to be down at the Dover Casino, and I'm going to be hosting a group of people for that. And it's going to be fun, you know, to be there to watch this. But you talk about games of vindication to see how they bounce back. And this is a character tester to see what kind of a team we have. And who knows, you know, with this conference, and anything can happen. You know, they were talking last night, or I was hearing them talking about the Redskins. Oh, you know, it's going to be 7 or 8 wins that's going to win the conference, and they've already got these guys anointed. Hey, listen, it just takes a couple losses and a little bit of a run that the Eagles have the talent to do it, and you just have to make that run to get it done. But right now, it's, you know, the last man up, like they had last year with all the injuries, it just really isn't happening.
Well, you're listening to the Sal Pal Football Hour, and you're listening to the great Vince Papale, Mr. Invincible. His book is called The Last Lap, Vision to Victory. You can get it on Amazon.com and everywhere that books are sold. Vince, you mentioned you're close to Doug Peterson. I've been around him quite a bit, not as much as you. After the game on Sunday night, he was pretty frosty. He was different. I'd not seen him in that mode. What do you think is happening right now with Doug Peterson and how he's approaching the next couple of days?
Oh, that's a great question. I didn't see that, and I'll tell you why, because I'm still one of those old-school retro guys. When my Philadelphia Eagles lose, and they were my Philadelphia Eagles when I was 14 years old, I can't watch the TV. I can't read the newspapers, so I don't know how Doug looked, or you know what his body language was, or anything else like that.
But knowing him, how do you think he approaches the next couple of days?
Well, the next couple of days, you just got to get back and just say, you know, come on, guys, let's go. We're a little bit better than this. Everybody's got to sort of take responsibility and ownership into what you're doing right now. You know, and it's you know, working before it was always the next man up, and the locker room being real tight, and everybody was together. And they just—he's going to obviously just ask for accountability. I think, you know, if I were any coach, that's the first thing I'd do.
I know what I would do. I know exactly what I would do. I would call Vince Papale, and I'd bring him in and have him give a motivational speech to the Philadelphia. I'm dead. I couldn't be. I hope Doug is listening right now, driving around in his expensive SUV in Morristown, New Jersey, and listening to his good friend Vince Papale, and a guy who has followed him now his career very closely. And I'm saying, call 1-800-PAPALE, get him in there, and get a motivational speaking Vince Papale to come in and talk to that team. That's what I would do.
Well, you know, I appreciate that very much.
Are you volunteering your services, Mr. Invincible?
I'd do it for nothing. I'd pay to do that.
I think you would have to do it for nothing. Exactly. All right.
It's soul-searching, Sal. I mean, you've had your back up against the wall and anything that you've done.
Yeah.
And right now, each guy has to say, what do I need to do to dig a little bit deeper? Listen, my son Vinny's right now is going through the same thing because they lost a game that they should have won last week, and now their back's up against the wall, and they're playing the biggest game of the year against Villanova, and they win the game, and everything is fine. But Villanova is not going to let up, you know. And And each person on that team, like in any team that you are, has to just understand that, you know, to just dig deep into yourself and say, what can I do to make the team better? And understanding that you play for the guy next to you as well, you know, that it's first you, but you play for the guy next to you. So, that's basically what I would say to those guys. What they're professionals are supposed to be able to step up. And you would think that if you can't get yourself up for a game in the Carnival down there in New Orleans, you can't ever get up for a game. So, and obviously, you know, they're going to have a little bit of an advantage because they're going to be huge underdogs. So, and when when you're the underdog, you're dangerous. So, just play loose, but be accountable.
Yeah, play loose, but be accountable. I hope you were listening, Doug. He said he would do it for free. The great Vince Papale, Mr. Invincible, new book, The Last Laugh, Vision to Victory, with Dennis Franks and Vince Papale. Great read. I've read it. It's terrific. I've had it, and I've recommended it to everybody. It's a terrific book, The Last Laugh, Vision to Victory, available on Amazon.com. Go get it. Make a nice Christmas present for anybody. Vince Papale, congratulations on your successful debut on the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5.
I am honored, Sal. You know I love your brother, so it's all good. Thanks a lot. Always enjoy seeing you. When I see you on that great smile when I'm watching you on TV, I said, I know that guy. He's cool.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow night at the Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation dinner. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Vince.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Vince Papale. Great. Get his book. I'm telling you, Coach, it's a good book. It's a really good book. It's a fun book. It's interesting, and it's definitely motivating. South Powell Football Hour presented by Treasury Wine Estates. We're broadcasting tonight live from the fabulous Ocean Prime Restaurant located at 15th and Sansom. You got to check this place out. Elegant dining room, great food. I already had my 8-ounce filet with a little mashed potatoes, Coach, and I'm telling you, it was cooked to perfection. We're presented by Gabbiano and Lyric by A2 Wine. We're at Ocean Prime. And, come on, join us. It's fantastic. You know, when I had the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, David Baker, and his wife came in a couple weeks ago to give Brian Dawkins his Hall of Fame ring, I brought them to this restaurant, and they raved about it. They absolutely loved it. I got another interesting tip for you. The best jewelry store in Philadelphia, where all the young couples are going to get engaged, Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers has the largest selection of engagement rings and is the only store in Philadelphia to carry designer brands such as Tacori, Verraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper, and much, much, much more. Open 7 days a week. Best price guarantee, located where else? Of course, the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers is the official jeweler of the Sixers, the Flyers, and of course, it is the official jewelers of your Philadelphia Eagles. So you can shop online at goldennuggetjewelry.com. That's goldennuggetjewelry.com. But the best thing you can do, of course, is check out their fantastic showroom, corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Go make the trip over there. Make the most important moment of your life exactly what you dreamed it would be at Golden Nugget Jewelers. Philly gets engaged at Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's a Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic at Ocean Prime Restaurant. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. During the Ram Black Friday sales event, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $209 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups for properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 12-2-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-3-18.
Hey, it's Jason for Window Nation. You hear that noise? It's your furnace kicking on again and again over and over. Why? Because your windows are old and drafty. lofty, letting cold air in and hot air out, keeping you up at night. Wait, listen, hear it again. You know what this means? Higher energy bills, wasted money. I think it's time for you to pick up the phone and call Window Nation. For a limited time, get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Act fast, as there is still time to have your windows installed by the holidays. Stay toasty, as Window Nation's expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, plus 0% interest for 5 years. Save thousands on your windows and your energy bills to use for your holiday shopping this season. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you. Time is running out. We're just days away from that rain on your roof becoming ice, snow, sleet, and or slush on the roof. If your roof is not up to the task, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. Get a new replacement roof for 50% off, plus get 0-0-0. Zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for a year. Let's face it, after one of the wettest seasons we've ever seen, this winter threatens to be one of the worst. Every bit of moisture that leaks into your home is doing potentially costly damage. But you can prevent that by calling Roofing Nation now, before it's too late. Take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus zero down, zero payment, and 0% interest for a year. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line replacement roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more. Plus, as an added bonus, be one of the first 75 orders and get free gutter guards. A $1,500 value keeps debris out and keeps your gutters from getting clogged. Get this incredible replacement Roofing Nation package. A new roof for 50% off, plus 0-0-0 and free gutter guards. Call now, 833-4-NATION or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4-NATION or visit roofingnation.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get fast, reliable internet and add TV and voice for only $34.90 more per month. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E. Meineke. Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to more of the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back to the Sal Pal Football Hour. It's week 11 in the National Football League, and the Philadelphia Eagles are getting ready to go on the practice field tomorrow to play the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. That game has been moved to the prime spot on Sunday night on, I guess it's a Fox game, right, Coach? 4:25 p.m. on Sunday. Move from the 1 o'clock spot. We're broadcasting from Ocean Prime. They've got an elegant, beautiful restaurant here. Food is fantastic. Service is first rate. Highly recommended. We're presented by Treasury Wine Estates and by Gabbiano and Lyric by Etude Wine. Come out and join us. It's a fantastic place. I'm telling you. Call in the show. It's 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. On a personal note, I've got some book signings coming up. If you want to come and get one of your Philly special books signed, The Inside Story of How the Philadelphia Eagles Won Their First Super Bowl, I'll be at Ventresca's Clothing Store in Doylestown, PA. Yes. On December 20th, I'll be at the Cherry Hill Jewish Community Center on December 12th. Barnes & Noble in Moorestown, December 13th. Coming up, and I've got Haddon Township Library coming up as well at the end of the month. So I've got a bunch of book signings coming up. Check it out on the publisher's website, triumph.com. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Jaws is going to have his radio show live from Society Hill, Sheridan. where they're going to have the 20th anniversary Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation dinner. I'm going to be the MC, and the list of celebrities is off the charts. I know it's sold out. I call it football night in Philly, and we are going to be honoring Brian Dawkins, the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Joey from South Philly. Joey, how are you? Come on to the Sal Pal Football Hour, brother. What's going on?
Man, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you know what? I want to talk a little Eagles. So basically, I want your thoughts on exactly why we are where we are. Just going off last week's game against Dallas, you know, you have Carson Wentz completing 14 passes to Zach Ertz and 14 combined passes to all four of our receivers. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think that's a good thing. To me, that's not spreading the ball around enough. So, I mean, my question to you is, where's the line drawn to where Carson Wentz has to take some of this blame?
Well, that's a good question. And Carson Wentz, Joey, honestly, is not in my top 10 of people to blame.
He's not in the top 10
of the people that I would blame for where the Eagles are right now. And if you wanted to fix the offense, and I agree the offense needs to be fixed because you can't score 20 points in the current National Football League and expect to win very many games.
Right.
So, Joey, you know what this team looks like now when you throw the ball that much to the tight end? It looks like Romo to Witten.
Exactly. When you're throwing completing 14 passes to one person, I don't care who it is, and then combined 14 passes to four of your receivers, that's not good. That's not spreading the ball well enough.
Well, it's not only spreading the ball up, but it's not getting the explosive plays that you need in the National Football League.
And we have two receivers who can make explosive plays with Jeffrey and Tate.
So here's what I would do. I would ditch the RPOs. I would put Carson Wentz under center. I would put Josh Adams behind him as your primary back. I would use two tight end sets a lot. And when I'm not using two tight end sets, I put Golden Tate in the slot. And Doug Peterson said yesterday, the reason why he didn't have Golden Tate on the field as much as he did on Sunday night is because they were not in the huddle a lot. So I would get in the huddle. I would huddle up. This is on Sunday. Huddling up. Take your time. Carson Wentz should be like Peyton Manning. Get to the line of scrimmage. Take all the time he needs to read the defense. And calling the plays, changing them at the line of scrimmage, which he did very well last year. Look at the defense. Carson Wentz is a very, very, very good reader of the defense at the line of scrimmage. He was terrific last year at that. I would huddle up, put him under center so that you would have play action as an option. Play action pass. You have more options when the guy's under center. Have Golden Tate in the slot. Have Alshon Jeffrey as your X receiver. And then rotate the Y receivers, Matthews, Aguilar, and Golden Tate in the slot. Use both tight ends. Dallas Goedert was basically eliminated from the game plan. I don't know why.
Well, I was going to touch on that, too. I mean, he's literally not being used in the offense.
Not used consistently. Get rid of the RPOs completely and put Carson Wentz in the huddle. Slow the game down. The only way that you're going to beat the Saints, and Joey, I appreciate it because I think that was a really smart call. Those were really good questions. The only way that those were good questions by Joey. And I think it's important to note that they do have to change the offense because the offense can't be just throwing it to the tight end, not in the current NFL. The reason why the Kansas City Chiefs are much better offensively is because they have that speed of Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt. They can get on the perimeter, make plays, with ball in the hands, get yards after the catch, and then utilize Travis Kelce to clog up the middle, occupy extra defenders, and that gets other guys open. And then when you need the first down or you need a red zone touchdown, that's where Zach Ertz comes in. That's where Travis Kelce comes in. But you do not want to run your offense through the tight end. When you run your offense through the tight end, and I've always said this, and Zach Ertz is a Pro Bowl tight end, and he's one of the top three tight ends in the National Football League, and he's the fulcrum of this offense. But you don't want this offense to look like Tony Romo to Jason Witten. That's not good. You don't have the explosive plays. You're not going to win Super Bowls that way. You're not going to win championships that way. You're not going to win the division that way. Pat and Bluebell, you're on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Sal. You know, I watched that game, and one thing is painfully obvious. They struggled. They have no big play threats. They have to maneuver the ball down the field, and they struggle. And another thing that jumps off the page at me is, well, Hicks, he played horribly. They have no linebackers. Kendricks might be missed, but they're drafting. Who is picking these players that I think in the last three drafts they have two starters?
Well, listen, you know, I understand. Listen, I didn't like the Sidney Jones pick when it happened. I didn't like waiting a year and then having a player coming off a foot injury in college to play outside corner in the National Football League. I thought that was a recipe for disaster. But they have made good picks. Jordan Hicks is a very good middle linebacker. They have made some good picks. You can't hit on all your draft picks. But I think the most important thing, if you're looking at one personnel decision that they made that was poor, Pat, it's a decision to let LeGarrette Blount go to Detroit and keep Darren Sproles. To me, that's the number one thing that I would say was the most egregious example of a bad management decision.
Well, you know, I respect your opinion. The very few times I disagree, I just think that you've got last three drafts, they might have picked up two, three starters, maybe that's one a year. There's no bench. They got old fast as a result of the poor drafting.
They did get old fast. They did. There's no question about it. Picking up Mike Wallace, that's an old player. Haloti Ngata has not been the player that they anticipated he was going to be. They did go out and get older players in free agency. And then, to me, Pat, I don't understand why you would invest a third-round pick for a 30-year-old wide receiver who's only going to play seven games for you. It's going to be tough to re-sign him at the number that he's probably going to want, and then not use him right away. I just didn't get that.
I agree, but I go back to the draft where they take this defensive end from Louisville who's no longer on the team. You got this Darnell Pumphrey who he didn't make the team. You've got a left tackle. I mean, it's just ugly. And I really think, based on what I've seen with the NFL and the history, you know, who wins? The teams that draft well. Who's the best drafting teams?
Well, they did win a Super Bowl last year. They did win a new Super Bowl last year. They won their first Super Bowl.
They did. And I give them that. We'll give them a pass.
Oh, yeah, you got to give them that. That's pretty good. I mean,
I think it's time to rebuild.
They broke the curse. Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, here's what you need to do. You need to get speed on the back end of the defense, and you need to get speed on the outside. On offense, there's no question. You got a guy with a strong arm, and he proved to be accurate down the field last year, Carson Wentz, and so did Nick Foles. So you need more speed on this team, without a doubt. And you got to get younger, faster, real quick, without a doubt.
Oh, I agree 100%. Younger, faster, Kareem Hunt and guy from Kamara from St. They would look great in the Eagles green.
They would. Thanks a lot, Pat, for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. Those were good points. I totally agree. The team needs to get younger and faster. But let's not forget, Coach, this regime just won Super Bowl 52. That's a lot of bank. That's a lot of capital built up. It's the Sal Pal Football Hour. You can call us at 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. The Eagles have a critical game this week, not from the point of view of the playoff positioning, but I want to see how they respond after having such a poor fourth quarter performance against the Dallas Cowboys. What kind of energy and sense of urgency they have going into this football game is very, very important. I think, you know, the critical thing now is for them to just turn the page, move on, and move forward. And I think we might have, as our final caller, my very special friend, Stephen A. Smith. Welcome to the Sal Pal Football Hour, Stephen A.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man? How's everything?
Everything is great. Thank you for joining us. We have
I'm literally on a plane, so if you hear anything in the background, it's because I'm still on a plane.
Well, that's okay. Congratulations on making your successful debut on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Maybe we'll have you back for a longer. Let me just give you two questions while you're on the plane because we've got to go to the Flyers game. One, do you think the Eagles can rebound from where they were Sunday night? And two, what do you think of Jimmy Butler?
First of all, I'll answer the second question first. I love Jimmy Butler. I think he's tailor-made for Philadelphia. He's a blue-collar guy. I know him very, very well. We've known each other for years. He's really worked hard to really improve his game and emerge as an all-star on this level. He can play inside or out. He can hit the three. He can get to the basket. He's a hard-nosed and tough-nosed defender, and he personifies everything that Philadelphia prides itself in being. So I think in that regard, I think that's a huge, huge deal. And he's made for Philadelphia. They still need an additional shooter. They need to improve their three-point shooting. But I think he goes a long way towards helping you towards your goals. I think the Sixers will be the top three teams in the Eastern Conference. As it pertains to the Eagles, they need to recover. And I'm looking at Coach Peterson because he can't be as predictable as he has been. We understand that Jay Ajayi is out. We understand LeGarrette Blount's no longer a member of this team. But you got to figure out a way not to be so transparent and, more importantly, not to take the ball out of Carson Wentz's hands. This is the guy that you rely upon. You got to be able to do that. Give him the football and let him deliver the goods for you. You got enough weapons, whether it's guys out of the backfield and Clement or Smallwood, whether it's Zach Ertz, who you relied upon for 14 receptions for 145 yards this past Sunday, whether it's Nelson Aguilar or Alshon Jeffries. You've got enough familiar weapons to give him the ball and make things happen and to not be so transparent. And I think that's what Doug Peterson's going to have to do. You're an offensive control coach. You were a quarterback coach. You were an offensive coordinator. Now you're a Super Bowl champion as a head coach. You know what to do. Just have the courage to do it. It's just that simple.
Stephen A. Smith, star of First Take, star of ESPN, my brother, my friend. Congratulations on making a successful debut on the Sal Pal Football Hour. We'll see you on ESPN soon, my brother. Thank you.
No problem, buddy. Take it easy.
Okay. Well, that's a Sal Pal Football Hour in the books, week 11. Thanks to Jimmy, Mike the engineer, Sam back in the studio, and, of course, the coach. Flyers hockey is next. I'll be off next week. I'm going to go out to L.A. for Monday Night Football. I'll see you after Thanksgiving. Everybody who listens to this great station, have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much to the people here at Ocean Prime, this fabulous restaurant in Center City, for hosting us. We'll be back here on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Flyers hockey is next.